You're listening to the She Handles Business podcast. This is the space for women entrepreneurs building legacy businesses, balancing life, and handling it all through faith. If you're ready to build, grow, and scale your business, create a life of peace and abundance, and move like everything you place your hands to prospers, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Shamandrian. Grab your pens, grab a notebook, and get ready for faith-building interviews, life-changing tips, and money-making strategies to help you handle it all. Let's jump in. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the She Handles Business podcast. Today's episode is going to be a bit different because I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to a very specific woman. And I'm glad that you're here. I believe that the person that this episode is intended for is going to be for you because I know where you are. I understand where you are because I've been there. You're in that space of where you are hating to say it, but literally hating your business. You're no longer feeling like you have joy and find fulfillment in doing the things that you are called to do. Because your business has just sucked you into a pit. You have no time freedom. You're not making the money that you want and that you deserve and desire. You feel like you can't take a vacation. You can't break free. It's like 24/7 work around the clock being tied to the end of your business. You left your 9-to-5 and you find yourself in this place and it's like, how did I get here? You're operating on autopilot every day. It's the same thing. Work, 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 work. Like it's just a rat race. It's almost like you left your 9-to-5 to chain yourself to a 24-hour business and you've become an employee all over again. And I'm here to tell you today that if that is you, it doesn't have to be this way. I know that you're feeling like you had so many dreams and you've just put them on the back burner because there's no way that they could be possible with where you are in your business. You had that financial goal of hitting a certain amount of income every year or every month. And now it seems like it's almost impossible because you just can't even find the energy, the space, the mindset to be able to take on another client. I understand where you are because I've been there. You're burned out, you're overwhelmed, you're overworked, and you're underpaid. And today, we're going to take steps to shift that. For you to come out of that space where you've been operating, not from a space of joy and peace and abundance, and those are the things that God has called for you to have and receive in your life and in your business. It wasn't that my life has to be put on a standstill because I am now dedicated to my business, but your business should bring you life and joy and fulfillment. Yes, there will be challenging times, but that doesn't mean that all of it has to be a cycle of you placing the things that you desire on the back end and on the back burner just so that you can create stable income coming in from this business. There are some shifts that need to be made, and there are some shifts that can be made that will allow you to be able to serve your clients, do what you love, and get paid well. So let's jump into some ways that you can shift that now, because I don't want you to continue to move and progress in this space where you're not fulfilled and you're not able to really even serve at your best capacity. So let's address the first thing. You're not making the amount of money that you want to make. Why? Because you're not charging enough to be able to pay yourself well. The income that's coming from your business is taking care of the expenses, maybe taking care of your tithe, maybe taking care of your taxes, and you're making ends meet. And why are we doing this? Because you don't feel qualified enough to charge your worth and your value. Let's go ahead and debunk this idea of charging your worth first off, because there's no one that can pay your worth. Literally, someone died so that you could have life, and someone said that you are worth far more than rubies. So that means that there's no one that can pay your worth. However, they can pay for your knowledge. They can pay for your expertise. They can pay what you choose to put on your time, but they can't even really pay the value of your time because that's something that you can't get back. Time is not money. It's worth more than money because we can't get that back. And it's time for you to start standing in the authority that God has called you to be. If God is giving you a business, you're supposed to be doing two things: multiplying and having dominion. If you're shrinking and not standing in the authority that you have when it comes to your expertise, when it comes to your knowledge, when it comes to your skill set, you're not standing in a place of dominion. And if you're not able to be able to continue to grow financially by taking on additional clients, if you choose to, then you're not in a place of multiplication. So let's look at your prices. What is it that you need to charge that would allow you to be able to meet your financial goals and to be able to serve your clients efficiently in a way that doesn't overwhelm and overwork you? If you're charging too little, but you have a goal of $100,000 a year, you're going to have to do a whole lot of work in order to be able to get that goal, which means that you're going to take on too many clients or you're not going to take on enough. So either you're not going to reach the goal or you're not going to be able to serve efficiently. You charging too little, it doesn't serve your clients well. It doesn't allow you to be able to show up in a space of excellence, allows you to show up in a space of burnout. And that's not good for your clients. So today, we release the mindset that I'm not qualified to charge this amount. I'm not worthy to charge this amount. Who am I to charge this amount? We are canceling those thoughts today because you are more than worthy and valuable if you can create results. And if you can't create results, then I need you to go back to the drawing board and start figuring out what is it that I'm called to do that allows me to be able to create transformation or create a result for my clients and do that. That leads us to the products. Are you doing things that bring you fulfillment? Are you operating from a place of genius? This thing that I'm doing is what I love to do. It brings me joy. It brings me excitement. It's something that I can do easily and effortlessly, and it allows me to make good money. Or are you just doing a task for the money? Now, I understand 100% of having to do what pays you in order to be able to get to the place where you can do what fulfills you. I understand that 100%. However, if you are in that space, then you still have to be able to do it in a space that allows you to have peace and contentment. Maybe that means you need to hire people. Maybe that means that you need to outsource a little bit certain tasks that are not your strong points. Look at your strengths and your weaknesses and be able to really say, okay, this is where I'm strong. This is where I'm weak. This is where I can outsource. This is where I can delegate so that someone else can come on to help me. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Back to the packaging, right? Do the things that you have expertise and genius and enjoy doing. Create your package around the life that you want. Stop building your life around your business. Build your business around the life that you want. If you only want to work with four people, cool. Create a package that will allow you to be able to work with four people a month. If you work with four people a month and charge $5,000 for new people a month, charging $5,000, that's $250,000 a year. It's not that hard if you make a decision and you create the shift. It is hard when we choose to devalue ourselves, devalue our expertise, devalue the transformation that we are able to provide, and we charge less and we create packages that overwhelm us, overwork us, and allow us to not be able to serve from a place of excellence and overflow, but from a place of lack. Lacking peace, lacking joy, lacking time freedom, all of those things. So shift your packages. Number two, so we've talked about the product suite. That was one, the prices and the products. Number two, let's look at your system and your process. Mainly your process. Are you delivering your services in a way that is most efficient? Let's keep it simple. Like I have to tell myself all the time, keep it simple, stupid. That means that I don't need to overwhelm myself by creating millions and millions of steps and extra project management tools and extra spreadsheets and all of these additional things that I call productivity, but are actually unproductive productivity. What is the simplest way to deliver the highest amount of impact to my clients in a way that gives me fulfillment and gives them the results that they're looking for in the highest form of transformation in the quickest way possible? And that's what you do. You map it out. You write the process out. You look at that process and say, okay, where's the fat? These are the steps that I don't need to necessarily do, but I can tweak them and make it more simplistic. Because simple is key. Your clients don't want to come into a process that's overly complicated. They want to come into something that feels like a well-oiled train. So your process should be smooth sailing. And if you don't have your process mapped out, that's where you start. You shouldn't be recreating the wheel every time a client comes into your business. That's stressful. But take some time and map out what your process is. Figure out what things need to go, what can be adjusted and tweaked so that your process can be simple as possible. Number three, after you've mapped out the process, look at the task list. These are all the tasks that I do in my business. I mean, I want you to write down every single task that you do in your business. And the reason that I want you to do this task inventory is because I want you to start looking at the things that bring, that generate income for your business, the things that you like to do and you enjoy doing in your business, the things that you despise and don't want to do, or the things that you just tolerate. I'm pretty sure that even looking at this list, you'll find things that you're doing that are probably not even necessary. And so as you start to look at this task list, or after you've written down all the things that you do in your business, I want you to start just labeling those things. These are the things that I will do. Put a D beside the things that I must do and I like to do. These are the things that I tolerate doing. It's necessary. I have to do it. However, it's not something that is completely bringing me joy. These are the things that I hate doing. They drain me physically, mentally, spiritually. Those are the things that you need to delegate. You may not be able to start delegating them now. However, if your prices is not, you know, efficient, you may be able to start outsourcing now and finding someone that can come on and can help you with some of those tasks that drain you. You can easily hire a virtual assistant that doesn't cost much. They have virtual assistants overseas that are adequate and can help you in your business. Are you looking at the value of your time? Because if you're spending most of your time doing tasks that do not generate income for your business, then you're going to be in the space that you're still in. Let's figure out which ways or which tasks we can delegate or that we can work and move towards being able to delegate. Number four, love on you a little bit more. Love on you a little bit more. I want you to think about what you want your business to truly look like. You had dreams before. You had desires. There's a specific way you want your life and your day to flow. There's days that you want off. I give you permission to have that. If you won't give yourself permission, then let me give you permission to have that. You now have permission to create your life and your business the way you desire. And so that means that you should carve out time that is just for you to do things you love or to do nothing at all. But you have to take time to love on yourself. You also have to set the boundaries in place so that you can protect that time. If I don't want to work on Fridays, cool. I'm going to set a boundary. I'm not going to put Fridays on my schedule. for people to book. I'm not going to schedule tasks for me to do on Friday. I'm going to make sure I allocate time during the week so that I can get other tasks that I would normally do on Fridays. That's what that looks like. That's loving on you, giving yourself time and giving yourself permission and creating the boundaries that are going to allow you to protect that time. Do the thing, more of the things that you enjoy. If that means going to the nail spa or going to get a massage or hanging out with friends or going to a nice dinner, you know, however frequently that is, start doing those things that bring you joy. If it's getting dressed, if you haven't been doing that, you know, making yourself look better. My mom would always say, if you look better, you feel better. Do some of those things that will help you to just enjoy you a little bit more. Create some affirmations and read them daily. Light a candle. Whatever it is. Do things that bring you joy. Because this is your life. This is your business. You only get one. Don't spend so much time in a space of darkness to where you wake up and you realize that so much time has passed and have been wasted and it's gone and it was spent in a way that didn't give you any light or create memories for you. So that's the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is to create a plan and stick to it. Create a plan to increase the prices. Create a plan to adjust your packaging so that it serves you. Create a plan to streamline your processes a little bit more so that they can be a little more tight and give your clients a better experience. Create a plan to allow you to take some of the tasks off of your plate and start delegating them to other people so that you can have more time freedom and so that you can do more of the things that you're great at. Create a plan to start loving on you more. If you need help doing that, I'm here. I'm extending my hand. Book a call. In the description below, you're going to find a link for you to apply to work with me. And we can schedule a time where I can walk you through this. We can do this audit together. You're not alone in this. You don't have to be alone in this. I know where you are because I've been there. And I know what it takes to pull yourself out of it. And I know that it can be a journey. But I want to extend my hand to help you. I would love to walk with you on a call through this process and identify these things and create a plan for you and figure out ways that you can start shifting and stepping into that place of peace and that place of profit that you deserve and that you desire. Okay? So go ahead, book the call today. Let's map out a game plan and let's get you moving back to that space of being that dreamer, being that person that is on fire for their business, that person that knows that she's called to change the world with the things that she has on the inside of her, her gifts, her talents, her expertise, her knowledge, her wisdom, all of those things. Let's get to that space of you getting the income that you desire and that you deserve. Those $100,000 months, if that's what you desire, it's possible. It's just a numbers game, and it's just about elevating yourself so that you can mentally receive what it is that you desire and stop shutting it off. It's time to open up again and to start operating from that place of abundance. And I want to walk with you in doing that. I hope that this episode was meaningful, intentional, and that it spoke to you. I know that it wasn't for everybody. These are the things that I've had on my chest. These are the women that I'm called to. And I know that it's a struggle, but God didn't place us in this space for it to be forever. It's just a learning space. When we're under pressure, this is where diamonds are built. Let me help you navigate that. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. And be sure to click the links in the description so that we can get connected. There are so many ways to support our podcast, and I would love for you to participate in that. And I would love to learn more about you. So use the links in the description, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Excited to hear what's coming next on the She Handles Business podcast? Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so that you get all the updates on our upcoming episodes.